Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at our Friday home until football season when it moves to Monday. That is Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Baseball is back. You can watch all the action at Chickies and Pete's this season. Find a location near you at chickiesandpetes.com. Speaking of baseball, this show has our own acclaimed baseball author, and he's going to do his thing now.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
It is funny when you think of like authors. They're way older usually. You know, they talk in a boring,
yeah,
monotone kind of way.
Well,
I think mostly.
Okay.
Well, not me, but
yeah.
Just saying. Like, okay. I don't look like, I'm not.
Not author material?
No, not even close.
Some are saying you're the Bill James of the 2020s.
I don't think that's the case at all. He's way smarter than me.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm strictly.
Some are saying that Ring the Bell is the Moneyball of the 2020s.
Yeah, but it's going to be factual. Unlike.
Wow.
But Moneyball was ridiculous.
Well, you didn't read the book.
Why would I ever read the book?
Okay. Moneyball the movie you say you didn't like. Moneyball the book you didn't read.
In the movie.
I can't believe you ever read Moneyball.
Why would I read Moneyball?
Because you love baseball. Do the audiobook or something.
I'll get to it. But first off, Moneyball is old news. It's basically the dinosaurs in baseball now.
It's interesting, though.
It's interesting, but it just leaves out what great scouting does when it has you three
aces. You didn't read the
book. I understand the premise of Moneyball.
But you didn't read the book.
Okay, what's the book?
It's going to be different. Okay.
The movie leaves tons of stuff out that the book is in. The movie's 2 hours
right,
long.
Right, but the idea of Moneyball, just the idea is that you're finding cheap talent, right?
Yeah.
And they found cheap talent by Scott Hatterberg. But what?
No,
what
the, I'm not talking to you about the movie. Just do High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. You didn't read the book.
No, I'm not talking about the book. I'm talking about the idea of Moneyball. Not the book, not the movie. Just what Moneyball is.
It is about value.
Finding cheap talent, right.
But it, okay. I can't debate the book with you if you've never read the book.
We're debating two different things. Regardless.
Yes, books are about things that happen.
No.
But history is important.
You're not hearing what I'm saying. I'm not talking about the book Moneyball.
He's talking about the idea.
The idea of Moneyball.
Yeah.
But the idea of Moneyball is about value. Value is... No. Hold on. Value is always applicable. What he did was found traits that were not valued. So, yes, he had to build a team with less money. But the way he did that wasn't just by using analytics, as the movie points out. Or they pointed out with on-base percentage, whatever.
Uh-huh.
But what he did was found traits that were undervalued, which is always part of a general manager's job. Mm-hmm. It's just about finding the next thing that is undervalued.
I'm going to stab you with this water bottle.
Just say you don't want to read it. Don't say it's not valuable just because you don't want to read it.
I want to know why you're getting uptight about it.
I'm getting uptight about it because he's saying he knows what's in the book without reading the book. That's all.
Well, but I know the whatever. The
and you, I feel like you're doing it on purpose.
I'm actually not trying to do a Jack bit. I think we're just talking about two different things. But regardless, it could be a good. All right, last night's game.
Yes.
Last night's game. Get to some undervalued stuff here. Jesus Lazardo looked good again, and he's down to 1.5 ERA on the year, looking like a good trade. The one thing that
I wonder what your worry is going to be, because I had one last night watching. Because he looked good, but he battled a little bit, which I actually thought was good.
Well,
a thought went through my mind.
So I think it was good that he battled his way through it, because I think the thing with Jesus Lazardo is that he's always been more of a 4-5 inning pitcher because he's always chasing strikeouts. I think last night he was a pitcher's pitcher. But what worried me only was that he's usually sitting 97 to 98, and he had that like 12 pitch at bat with Matt Olson. And it didn't come back after that. And this is a guy – I kind of watch Jesus Lazardo like I watch Embiid, where I'm just like, please don't get hurt. Please don't get hurt.
Yeah.
Please don't get hurt. And that was the only thing that I was worried about last night, is that some of the stuff as the game went on declined. And I just – it's not a concern right now. I'm just wondering what his next start looks like.
So what started going through my head was Ranger and last year. And they're different pitchers, but – like, Ranger was good, so they left him in there a while. And eventually Ranger wore out. And here's Lazardo, who's had injury history. And I just look at him at, like, you know, I think he threw, what, 91, 95 pitches, whatever it was last night. I just wonder if they should be a little more careful with him. And he's good. And what worries me is he's good, their bullpen is weak, and he has an injury history. So, like, I wonder if letting him throw all those pitches and throw, like, a lot of, I guess, high-leverage pitches, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Uh-huh.
I worry about him not just wearing down, but that's one thing, but also getting hurt because he's going to be good, and they're going to let him throw deep into the game. And I worry about August, September, October.
Yeah, and I think that's where, especially last night, they didn't go to Kirkering, when I think that if that was a more important game, I know that sounds a little ridiculous, but they've used those three guys, Strom, Alvarado, and Kirkering, a lot. And he didn't go to him in the ninth with the lead. He stuck with Joe Ross, and Joe Ross gave it up almost immediately. I do think there was two notable bullpen things that happened last night. Jordan Romano, when he has 4 days off, he can get it back up to 97, which was good to see.
So we got to use him like Wheeler.
Sure.
Once a week?
Yeah, once a week.
Not ideal. Not ideal. So maybe, again, they said that they found something mechanically. So maybe something they found. I have no idea. But at least he didn't look like a total disaster out there. And I've been talking about this guy a lot because I think his arm's interesting, and he flashed a little bit last night. It was Carlos Hernandez. I mean, Carlos Hernandez was up to 99. He has a curveball that they worked with Cotham. They said, T-Max on the broadcast last night, that they worked on tightening it up. So I thought that was interesting, and a splitter off of it. I like a three-pitch mix on a reliever, so maybe Carlos Hernandez can develop into a deeper or a more high-leverage type, but we will see. I also thought that Stott, Bohm, and Kepler had good nights. Stott, ever since I said America's leadoff hitter, started to hit more line drives. We like to see that.
Well, I think he's either got the highest batting average on the team or the second highest. He's hitting, I think, 285 or something.
Yeah, well, yeah. And he's had more classic Stott at bats where he's just fouling off a ton of pitches. Like, just be a pain in the ass in the bottom of the lineup. That's what I want Bryson Stott to be. And Kepler, I thought, had a good night as well. Some injury stuff. Ranger, 24 of 33 pitches last night were strikes. So he had a clean up-down three innings. I still think the piggyback option is interesting. If Taiwan's pitching well, they want to save the bullpen one day a week, and they give those two the first seven innings or even more if they're kind of shoving, and lets Ranger show he can pitch a bunch of innings, but maybe not overwork them. I don't know, but they'll figure out something, I'm sure. Andrew Painter makes his debut tonight.
Ooh,
yeah. Wow.
That's exciting.
Down in Clearwater.
We should have taken a road trip.
Yes.
Watch Painter.
For Andrew Painter's debut.
Exciting.
Some bad things from the Braves series. 4 for 27 with runners in scoring position.
Terrible.
That has to get better. I think they are 23rd in baseball right now in hitting with runners in scoring position, so that has to get better. But 4 for 27 in the Braves series is brutal. Brandon Marsh, since last All-Star break, is hitting 208 with 81 strikeouts. That's 36% strikeout rate, which is excruciating.
Is that not good?
That's not very good. And some things to look for in this Cardinals series is Bohm in St. Louis. And his career in St. Louis is hitting 340 with a 959 OPS. Maybe a little showcase for the Cardinals. where they say, wow, maybe he's just really good at, maybe he's our Roland.
He just likes to play here.
Yeah, maybe he's the next Roland. And I think
he looked pretty good last night. He was 0 for 5, but he was hitting balls hard. He didn't look as lost last night as
not.
He had.
He did not. And maybe bumping him down the lineup, maybe they keep him there. Now the problem is,
I would definitely keep him there.
Yeah, the problem is it doesn't matter who you put in the freaking cleanup spot. They're gonna struggle. I mean, freaking Castellanos was 0 for 5 last night with 5 strikeouts.
All right, so let me ask you this. Can we...
So keep Schwarber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just keep Schwarber in the leadoff spot. Stott is starting to hit the ball better.
He is?
Can he go up to the leadoff spot?
No, we've been over this.
I know you're resistant to it. I'm just saying, if we're trying to protect Bryce and we need somebody to drive and run, Schwarber has shown that he can do it. He can hit leadoff or in the four hole. I'm just wondering.
Yeah,
I'd rather do that than to have Bohm go back there.
Yeah, to me the problem is, because I would just leave the Trey leadoff lineup out there.
Leave Trey there.
But
okay.
Then the problem is three. So I don't know if you experiment with Stott at two. Jack, I know you're not confident enough he's going to get the second most at-bats on the team. But if you have Stott at two and go Trey, Stott, Bryce, Schwarber,
that's three straight
Castellano.
Lefties.
Oh, right, you're not allowed to do
Can't
that.
Can't do that?
Yeah.
Although they do at the bottom of the lineup.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know.
Final thing here, just because the Cardinals are probably not going to be competitive. They do have some interesting pieces for trades. Ryan Helsley's our closer. He's a free agent after the year. He throws like 100 miles an hour. He's sick. And then Brendan Donovan, me and Gilio's maybe favorite player in the league. He can play third base, second base, outfield, doesn't strike out. He's hitting like 370 right now. He's got 2 years of control left, so maybe two guys to kind of look for from that standpoint.
I thought last night was, and I sent Jack a text 2 innings into the game. I was like, get the Braves pitcher. I was like, get this guy out of here. Because last night was the first game this year that I felt like I was watching the 2024 Phillies. And it was the bad version.
Which version?
No, I wasn't disheartened. It's one baseball game, but it was the first one that was like, these guys. And I think mostly it was and Castellanos has been good. It was Castellanos coming up in big spots, and there was that final at bat where he was like 0-2 for like 6 straight pitches, and you just knew maybe there were 2 guys on base. I just knew he was going to strike out, and it was the hallmark for the bad Phillies last year was I felt like I knew exactly when the guys were going to strike out.
Yeah.
Like, I just knew it, I knew it, I knew it.
Well, and they were just they're bad situationally last night. I mean, in extra innings, Trey struck out in a big spot. You feel that one coming a mile away.
That's a long time to sit, though, man.
Just sitting in
the air
almost 2 hours.
Yeah, yeah, it was ridiculous.
Ozuna sat, too.
That's true.
He sat, too. And the run they
scored. So did Riley, yeah.
Yeah, the run they score in the 11th is a on a walk. Whatever. Well, maybe that's a good thing, scoring a run on a walk. Rojas, who loves swinging anyway. So
he was excited.
He was.
He got the run in.
He's like, I did it.
Yep.
I did it, guys.
A really interesting Brandon Graham note coming up in a second. 215-592-9494. Thomas and Broomall, you're on WIP.
How's it going, guys?
What's up, Thomas?
What's up, Thomas?
Hey, what's the betting line for Boom to have 2 home runs tonight if he's in the lineup?
A billion to one. 2 home runs?
2 home runs?
Plus, I would guess,
has that happened yet?
9,500 if I had to guess.
You put $100 on that?
No, not 100.
About the Eagles. I'm actually 4 moving up in the draft to get Abdul Carter. Defense for sure. I mean, our offense is ranked what next year to start the next season? Ranked 2, ranked 3? What's our offense?
Well, they were, as far as points, they were 7 last year. Yeah. So now look, I think the biggest thing for me, Thomas, is if you believe the Jalen of the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl is the Jalen we see going forward, they should be a top 3 offense. I mean, they should be that. That was the kind of offense that's unstoppable. We're going to stop Saquon, so you can't stop the pass. You know, and then if they decide to stop the pass, they're not going to be able to stop Saquon. That's just sort of very easy, Chip Kelly-ish. You only have so many defenders, you know, you can't stop us. But if they if they don't, and they need to lean on Saquon like they do, they did, I have trouble thinking about them being more prolific offensively next year than they were last year.
Gotcha. And I want to talk about Brandon Graham, too. So do you see him, obviously, you know, I'm fine with him retiring. He's got to look out for himself later down in life. You know, a lot of NFL players who played so long, you know, sometimes they don't know when to quit, and their body just is worse and worse later on in life. Do you see him coming back late next year? So if we're on a run and we're like the team last year, do you see the Eagles maybe putting him on the team or him wanting to come back if it's like the last time we can sign a player?
Not unless it's an emergency situation.
And he's able. Thank you for the call, Thomas. The big question is, if it's in November, has Brandon Graham?
Yeah, what's he been doing?
Does he still?
All this time, yeah.
You know. And actually, interestingly enough, Hugh Douglas was talking yesterday on the show about BG and potentially retiring, and him saying he's only 90% retired. BG did, and we posted the clip on Instagram. Right, Jack, is how it goes. And BG liked the clip. And we thought it would be interesting for you to hear what Hugh said and then the clip that BG ended up hitting the like button on Instagram. Here's what Hugh said.
He went from being a bust to the greatest Eagle that has ever put on this uniform. And I say that with full sincerity. The only cat to ever play in this uniform as long as anybody, he's the longest, and he's won 2 Super Bowls. There's nothing left for you to do but taint your legacy. And what I mean by that is because, BG, people look at you, and you know what they remember about you? They remember the 2-sack game you had with the Rams. They remember the relentless pursuit that you had to get a Super Bowl win in New Orleans against Patrick Mahomes. You know what they remember me for? Going down to Jacksonville and getting 3 sacks and then coming back to Philadelphia and getting hurt and losing in the Super Bowl. I mean, which I don't have a problem with that. That's just my reality. Your reality is you left the game playing at a high level. Brian Dawkins left the game playing at a high level. Jason Kelce left the game playing at a high level. I left the game on a stretcher. Ike left the game on a stretcher. John Ritchie left the game on a stretcher. And I'm being, you know, I'm elaborating a little bit because they didn't. But you get what I'm. They got kicked. We all got kicked out.
I guess that's how you end up at WIP.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying though. You got kicked out. We all got kicked out. Read the room, bro. Just retire. There's nothing in your life you're ever gonna want for except to play football. That's a fact. And if that's the only thing that you're ever gonna want for, that's a hell of a life to have.
And Brandon, I thought
you put that eloquently.
He sure did. And Brandon
exaggerated a little bit there. But
a little, yeah.
I mean, of the three of us, but Richie, and myself, I did not go out on a stretcher.
Yeah,
I'm the one who did not go out because I was injured.
Way to clear that up.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I think Hugh was saying, I thought it was interesting that Brandon liked it. And you can look into that whatever you want.
Yeah.
But I do think it was Hugh was talking from. That was, like, from the heart, Hugh.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, dude, don't ruin this. Like, you have a storybook career, you know, that you know, as Hugh mentioned, you seem like a bust. You ended up being one of the greatest Eagles that's ever played. The final game you played in that nobody thought you were going to come back and play in was a Super Bowl win.
Yeah.
You know, don't – you know when to say when,
oh,
I guess.
No, I agree. Yeah, yeah. I mean, listen, I totally understand that, but I think – I understand Hugh's sentiment there.
Right.
And
his heart was in the right
place. Yes, he may have gone over the top expressing that and giving you examples. I don't even with himself, I was joking about the whole stretcher stuff.
Right.
I knew what he meant by that, meaning that he was injured at the end of his career. But that's not what you remember Hugh Douglas for.
Sure.
Maybe some young people do, but you've watched Hugh Douglas play. You saw that he was an all-pro, a multiple Pro Bowler. We went to the conference championship games. That was Hugh Douglas, an Eagles Hall of Famer. Forget about going to Jacksonville and that nonsense. We don't even care about that, right? We don't even acknowledge that. So I say that to say with BG. BG's not going to taint his legacy as an Eagle unless he does something to embarrass himself as an Eagle. What he does on the field is not going to define BG in this last year or if he wanted to play this year. It's not going to define BG's career. He's had too many big plays and have won 2 championships for the final year to be what we remember about Brandon Graham. No, that's not going to happen. So BG's a legend. He's going to be remembered. But Hugh is right in a sense that you don't have anything else to prove. I know you still feel like you can play, and I understand that. But when an organization, and I don't want this to be taken in a negative connotation, but when an organization is sort of urging you or advising you that this is the right time to do it.
Which Howie, Brandon even said. Howie
said, yes. Yeah. But Howie did that with Jason as well, right? Like, I'm telling you, Fletcher's the only one I believe. He may not have continued with the Eagles, but he certainly could have gone somewhere else and kept playing if that's what he wanted to do. And I understand that. BG is just going through what we all go through when we initially decide to walk away from the game. It's a little bit of withdrawal. It's a little bit of unknown, uncertainty. I'm so used to a regimen and doing certain things at the same time every time of the year. And when it's time to get ready to go to training camp, what is that going to feel like for me? Like right now, this is just the off season. It's always the off season this time of the year. But when it's time to go to August and it's time to go to training camp, then you get that bug. So he's telling himself right now, if somebody needs me, I can play it. I still have something left in the tank.
Yep.
But unless you're preparing every day that way, physically and mentally to get ready to go through a season, you don't just flip a switch when they call you. So either he's still trying to play or he's fully retired.
Right. It's one or the other.
You know, it's one or the other.
Well, and I think the thing that Hugh was saying was, I don't know if Hugh was saying people will remember you differently. I think Hugh was saying for you. Like, yeah. You have the feeling of going out the way that you did, and it could go out a different way. I think Hugh was talking about for Brandon himself as a person.
Yeah.
We'll always remember BG. BG comes back and looks like a shell of himself next year. We'll all forget it.
That's what I wanted to make clear.
Think about it this way. Ryan Howard had 4 years of a shell of himself, and we don't remember that part.
Right.
You know, we only remember Slugger Ryan Howard.
So, we're starting to get there with Jason Peters, too. Slowly.
May take a while,
it may take a little bit longer.
Yeah.
But he definitely tainted his legacy on the way out.
You think so?
Yeah, he did
a little bit.
Yeah.
He didn't ruin it.
But he did, definitely,
with the way it happened.
Because he was the bodyguard and all that.
Right.
I don't know. Were you here for that?
The retirement? I don't believe.
No, when he did the whole...
I'm not coming back unless
I'm not going to play tackle unless I get a pay raise.
I was here for that.
That whole thing.
Yeah, I was here for that. I remember that.
Yeah.
Well, and that was also the same time where, like, I've told this story, but I'll never forget the moment. I was at training camp, and, like, everybody was out there stretching and blah, blah, blah. And, like, 12 minutes into it, Jason Peters walks out, giving people, like, dapping guys up, walking through.
Yeah. Like, you just got here?
Definitely not the same regimen as everybody else, Jason Peters.
And just imagine, that went on for another 5 years.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was good. So there you go. Coming up next, we do have the next Masters update.
It'll take a little while for BG to get it out of the system.
Well, it's terrifying.
And that's why Kelsey, remembering when he retired, he was still going to the building every day.
All the time, and that's what we were talking about him coming back.
Yeah.
I always just put it – I try to think about it if it were me. And 10 years – or how old is BG? 36, something like that?
Yep, 36.
So I'm more than a decade older than BG. Mm-hmm. And if somebody told me tomorrow, hey, you had a great ratings book, you should go out on top. And I'd be like, wait, are you serious?
Right.
Like, I can still do this. What do you mean I could still do this? And everybody else is saying, nah, we can move on. You had a great career. And he's in his mid-30s. And it's just, it's hard to look into the future and say, what am I going to do every day? You know?
Well, he'll be all right.
Yeah, no, I'm saying he will be fine. Yeah. But the feeling of looking into that.
Sure.
Because football is all.
That's why us football players are the ones who are equipped to tell these guys, you got to get over that and move on.
Right.
Because
we
all do.
Yes.
Like, we all wish we could still play and run and jump and all that stuff. And it'll be okay. Your life will be all right without football.
And by the way, not everyone. We all know Brandon will be okay because of who Brandon is and what Brandon can do. Mm-hmm. Not every
and
football.
And how much money he's made.
And how much money he's made.
I mean, he's all right, yeah.
Not everybody is in that situation. Not everybody is beloved in a city where you could Brandon could just be Brandon for the next 10 years if he wants to. Mm-hmm. Showing up places being Brandon. Mm-hmm. You know, like he could try TV, he could try radio, all those things. Not every player has the profile, and he's also spent 10 years doing this stuff, you know, to a certain extent. So he understands it better than he would have. So
once he accepts it, then he'll start focusing that energy and passion for something else.
And don't listen to us, because we talked about signing T.O. for 10 years after
yes,
T.O.
Exactly.
stopped playing.
Yeah, Eagles fans will be still saying we can sign B.G.
Yep, as soon as somebody
gets hurt.
We
lose a D.N. or if Ojulari or any of those guys stink.
Yep, B.G., what about B.G.?
What is Barrington doing right now?
Don't listen to us.
And meanwhile, B.G. will be liking tweets like, yeah, I'm here.
Yep, he'll be reading his replies that day.
Yeah, I'm ready.
We have the next, the very popular Ike Masters update. That is coming up next.
We got movement, ladies and gentlemen.
Uh-oh.
Movement.
And
hold on, we got movement again. What the hell happened?
Hold on. Yeah, this guy, whatever.
Yeah,
and does Ike keep the belt?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We find out next, along with your calls, 215-592-9494. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big games, big events, always better at Chickies, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Chickies, Packer Ave, South Philly. That's where we are. Baseball is back. You can watch all the action, including tonight, at Chickies and Pete's. Find a location near you at chickiesandpetes.com. Speaking of the action, there's a lot of action going on at Augusta.
That's right.
And we cover it the best here on the show.
Well, fellas,
yes.
We enter the third hour, third update. And I tell you, things are changing fast down at Augusta.
Hot and heavy.
Yeah, still sitting at the top of the leaderboard as he was an hour ago at the beginning of the day. Justin Rose, -8. So the overall lead has not necessarily grown, which gives the guys that are trailing an opportunity to make a run.
That's what we like to see.
All right. Now, listen, some big names that are already off the course, that are on the leaderboard, DeChambeau, McElroy. You know, I mentioned those guys earlier, but here's a couple guys that are still out there on the course.
Thank you for lowering your voice.
That have a chance to close this lead on Justin Rose. Bryson DeChambeau is still out there.
Ooh.
Nope, I'm sorry, he's not.
No,
I just said that he wasn't.
Yep.
Scottie Scheffler is still out there. Now, he was sitting at 6 under, only 2 strokes off the lead. Bogeyed his last hole at 10. But we got some birdie makeable holes coming up.
Amen, corner.
Expect Scotty to take advantage of that. Would not be surprised if at the end of the day, Scotty is sitting maybe 1 stroke.
How about a little live bet, Ike?
Behind the lead.
That's pretty good. Scotty right now.
Here's another name to keep an eye on.
Yes, balls.
Hey, Corey Connors. Shut up over there.
Corey Connors, the Canadian.
We can't have a Canadian win the Masters.
Flying under the radar. Under the radar, he's flying. But he's sitting there steady, man. Today, 2 under, just 2 strokes off the lead under Justin Rose. Here's another name for
you. If he wins, does he have to pay a tariff on the money?
He may have to.
Okay.
And then our buddy from yesterday, Spike.
Yes.
Tyrell Hatton.
Yes.
Remember him?
Not Terrell.
Not Terrell. Yes. I like Terrell Owens. Yeah. No, Tyrell Hatton. Yes. He's flying under the radar also. -3 today.
Wow.
Sitting at 3 under today, only 2 strokes off the lead. Well, I tell you, it's getting hot and heavy in here, like Nelly once said. It's getting hot and heavy in here.
I don't think that's what Nelly said.
He said,
well,
it's getting,
something close to it.
Take off all your clothes.
He said, it's getting hot in here.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
He didn't say hot and heavy in here. All right. I love it.
I was cooking, though.
I wanted to keep going, actually. Do we have any more? We don't have any more?
I have nothing else. Yes.
We will find out.
We'll have one more update before we leave.
Jason Day is somehow -5 in this tournament. Jason Day hasn't won anything in forever, it seems like.
If you're going to give updated scores, then they need to be in.
Why don't know if we're still in the bids?
I can see it.
Okay, my bad. 5:30.
Yes.
Oh.
All right.
Live, next update,
live bet.
Live bet.
Live bet.
live bet. Scotty Scheffler.
Agree.
Coming up in moments, we find out if the guy sitting to my left, Ike Reese, holds on to the belt.
Oh, yes.
215-592-9494. What's that?
There's a lot of Ike.
Yeah, a lot of pressure on your shoulders.
Yeah. Jared in Lansdale, you're on WIP.
Fellas, how you doing this afternoon?
Jared.
What's up, Jared?
What it do?
How about some Ike juice?
They must have been drinking that Ike juice.
Whoa.
Whoa. I like it. The conversation regarding golf and a sport, interesting perspective. I do enjoy golf, play golf. As well as baseball. Now, you might find this controversial. Golf is not a sport, although it's a game of skill. And to Ike's point, yes, they work out and they're stronger now, which makes them better at it. But the fellow spoke earlier about defense, and that, I think, is a huge part. In these games that are team sports, they're called invasion games, not to be technical. So sports like basketball, soccer, hockey, lacrosse, ultimate frisbee, they all follow the same basic principles with defense, offense. And the biggest difference is that you can score in transition, where those sports are what I would call legitimate sports, where baseball, even though I love baseball, some would say baseball is not even a sport. It's also a game of skill, where a player such as Tony Gwynn, maybe the best hitter ever, not exactly the most in-shape fella.
Right.
Your thoughts?
That's the beauty of sports, is that they all aren't created equal. And so to try to define this and put it in one box.
Ike is trying to battle out of his master's voice.
I'm trying to.
Okay.
To define this and put it in one box, it's difficult to do because all sports aren't played the same way. Right?
No, there's several boxes.
But
I would
skill
say.
Is also athleticism. Like, there's athleticism that has to play baseball and golf.
Like, when we talk about skill, we talk about basketball players. It isn't just about jumping and running. There is a skill set involved with playing basketball. It's passing, shooting.
Like,
sure.
Going to the footwork or the speed has a good point.
No,
it doesn't.
That's not regress here.
No, this is a valid point in that. Wrestling and boxing are considered combat sports. All the athleticism that you need is required through your feet, where sports like baseball, it's mostly standing. Your heart rate, that was my last point, your aerobic heart rate needs to get to a certain point to make it a sport. in baseball, your heart rate rises the most when you're the pitcher and you have man on second and third with two outs and you're leading by a run. Or a hitter that has the bases loaded with two outs, that's when your heart rate rises.
What about when you're a runner that has to go from first to third or second to home?
First to third is 270 feet. And even a guy that, and recently in baseball, even in the 90s, forget about the 80s and 70s and beyond, they smoked cigarettes in the dugout after they were successfully hitting the home run.
They did that in every sport.
They did it in basketball, too.
They did that in football. They smoked crack in basketball and played during
they
the 80s. Yeah, like,
but,
so.
Yeah.
For that matter, the...
Yeah,
but it is a conversation that could go on forever, and I love the passion that you had earlier with it, Ike.
Yeah.
And for baseball, I played a little bit at a little decent level in high school. I went deep. I went deep two times my senior year. Ike Risso is what I'm talking about.
I do.
And,
wow.
That's about it, fellas.
Wow.
I enjoy listening. Love the show.
Good call.
And enjoy the weekend.
All right. Thank
Appreciate
you,
it, Jared. Good call.
Wow. Wow. I didn't expect that. I didn't expect the Nike Reese knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
I like that people are picking up on it, though.
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
So we do this thing on the WIP Afternoon Show as we're changing the game here.
Yes.
And we have created the belt for WIP.
Mm-hmm.
And the belt is the WIP employee that week who really showed what it means to be a WIP host. Right?
Yeah.
Maybe a great opinion. Maybe, you know, Elliot almost got the belt by interviewing like a dog.
Yep.
Or, what's his name?
Sean McDermott.
Sean McDermott.
Passionate pleas also.
Yep. Ike currently has the belt, and he did it by destroying. Wait, I don't even remember why he got it.
Well, because Elliot was being ridiculous while he was here, and I think we were just like, you can't possibly win the belt
right,
this week.
Right, right,
and Ike had a great week, so we went with Ike.
So let's figure out if Ike keeps the belt.
There could only be one.
Yes.
The boss.
Yeah.
The chief.
Yeah.
The top of the mountain. The WIP Afternoon Show presents The Belt.
So there's really two questions you have to ask yourself here. One, did anyone do enough to take the belt away from Ike? And two, did Ike do enough to keep the belt?
Right.
Yeah.
The answer
that's really the same question.
Well, one is about the other people, and one is about did you do anything, right?
Yeah.
They're intertwined.
The results are the same.
Yes.
Yes.
The answer is Ike Reese holds on to the belt, the first two-week champion of the belt. When we asked the committee why does he hold on to the belt, what they returned back to us was he was finally honest about Jalen Hurts' 2025 or 2024.
That was a big factor.
You two are
that was a big factor. Finally got the real answers. But yes.
In his argument with Elliot. But, you know.
And I thought a lot of good BG stuff this week as well. The committee took that into account.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And quite honestly, no one challenged you. Like, I don't think there was anybody at WIP this week who really came close.
So I think Giglio had a strong week.
Did he?
He had some baseball opinions that riled up the socials.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that usually goes well.
Yep.
And then this nonsense. I'm actually starting to get annoyed by it. If you think they should trade the entire draft for Abdul Carter, you're an idiot. Like, you're just an absolute idiot.
Yeah, that doesn't get you the belt for being an idiot.
Sure, that's a fair point. And also, I think the Masters updates have to be a part of why Ike gets to keep the belt.
Oh, my God, the Masters updates have been huge. Well,
listen, here's the thing. And
go, champ, go.
I'll accept this week's victory as gracefully and as humbly as I can.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes the big dog just has to put everything on his shoulders.
Yes.
And say, you know what? I got to make it about me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what did I do this week?
Well, no, I'm just saying. You know, I respect everybody here. I love you guys.
You do.
I respect Ellie. I respect all our guys that we work with at the station. And because I respect you guys, love you guys, I let a lot of nonsense fly around here.
You really do.
I do. I let a lot of nonsense fly around
it's
here.
True.
And quite frankly, over the last couple of weeks or so,
I've about
had it up to here with the nonsense.
Yep, I can feel that, actually.
So just understand, when you jump out there, keep an eye open.
Yep.
Ike is lurking.
Wow, so, he's doing a promo right now.
Ike is lurking, and quite frankly, none of you are safe.
Wow.
So
like, I feel like I'm watching a Macho Man Savage promo right now.
It's great. What would you say has been irking you? I mean, like, I think the fried chicken on the morning show, you told me you were about to call in.
Yep.
You
know, and we found out that not only is fried chicken not less popular, it's more popular
than
ever.
Well, and they doubled down on it again today. They're like, they said, you don't see fried chicken on the menu at restaurants anymore.
What are you talking about?
I don't even know what they talk
about. I guess if you go to an Italian restaurant, you're not going to see fried
chicken. They're so dumb. They're just so dumb. They're all so dumb on that show.
What does that mean, you don't see it on the menu?
What are you talking
about? Every restaurant served fried chicken before.
Right. There's more fried chicken places than there have ever been, and they're making more money than they've ever made. What are you talking about? First of all, let's lay this out. One, there's no way Richie's ever going out to dinner.
No.
I just know he's not going out to dinner.
Too busy.
Yeah. Two, Joe has no offense to you, Ike, because you sort of do too. Joe has the palate of a 4-year-old. All he's looking for,
I'm not offended.
Yeah, all he's looking for on the menu is a plain hamburger. So, Joe, you got to throw out,
too. I'm a little more extensive than that, but yes, I get the point.
Sure. The person I'm actually really disappointed in the morning show, who didn't stick up, Rhea. Rhea, I feel like, is cultured.
Right.
Rhea is out there.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
How does Rhea not know that fried chicken is still as popular?
Let me tell you what I bet you this was.
What?
That was Rhea saying, I'm going to let them go ahead and just hang themselves.
Yes, I don't feel like they're doing this today.
Yeah, I'll let Joe.
Now, she did.
He's got to wallow in that by himself.
Yep. Yeah. Now she put up the most like resistance,
and
Seltzer
did
as well.
Yes.
What are you guys talking about?
Yes.
But man, to double down on that is shocking.
Yeah.
All right, and to not get caught up on the fried chicken, there's other things that I had to point out that I need to challenge.
Okay.
Elliot with his nonsense.
Yep.
You know, he and I sometimes could be in harness together,
yep,
side by side, going. Yep. And then there are times where he wants to break away and do his own thing.
Yep.
And then I can't allow it because I think he goes over the top with some of his nonsense.
Yep. You had to show who there was always the Four Horsemen, but you always knew that Ric Flair was the guy in the Four Horsemen.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
So I felt I needed to do that.
Yep.
And quite frankly, he's peacocking a little too much.
Yep.
Since he got the insider of the Eagle.
Everybody
belt.
Feels
like he's the football authority at the station.
Yeah.
Had to reel that in a little bit.
Yep. Never played the game.
What else I have? Spike.
Yeah, the Alec Bohm.
You
thing.
And Alec Bohm.
Yep. Yeah. I can feel it.
Yeah. You're a dog and a Bohm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thanks for bringing that back. That was awesome. So I've been battling with Spike this week.
Yep.
From that standpoint, I feel like it was one other one that I had in there. Or something.
You notice, by the way,
golf is not a sport.
By the way, keeping.
Oh shit.
Well, by the way, speaking of keeping me in line, you notice you haven't heard one negative Alec Bohm thing out of me today.
Yeah, I do notice that. It's weird.
Well, because Spike, again, keeping it fair and honest, he had a productive 0-for-5 last night.
I do think he had a productive 0-for-5.
Which is a keen eye that you have when people aren't necessarily producing. You still find a positive in there somewhere.
Sometimes,
19 strikeouts.
Yeah.
I can't get it.
Yeah.
That really is the one who started my antennas to come up.
Oh, the 19 strikeouts?
The 19 strikeouts being productive.
And then the golf thing today.
Pushed
a little too far.
Yes. Yep.
Could feel it. Absolutely could feel it.
By the way, Elliot thinks that he should have won the belt this week because he got a one-on-one with AJ Brown.
He did?
Well, nobody's talking about it.
Yeah, no buzzworthy things.
Oh, because he went to the World Cup thing where AJ Brown.
That's right.
And he tweeted that he believes that AJ Brown, if he put his mind to it, could be one of the best goalies in the world.
I do remember that tweet.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Hold on.
What?
Guess who's in the leadoff spot tonight?
What you mean? Oh, in the game.
Stott?
America's leadoff.
Another reason why I should have won the belt. Who suggested that?
Ruben Amaro. No, I'm just kidding.
A half hour ago.
A half hour ago, you said that.
Yep.
Are you getting inside info?
I am not.
Philly's insider of the year, Ike Reese?
I am not.
Jack, are you disappointed in Topper putting Stotty up top?
I hope it works. Anyway.
Yeah.
the lineup is Stott, Turner, Harper, Schwarber, Castellanos, Kepler, Bohm, Marchand. What makes it interesting, Spike, righty on the mound.
Oh, wow.
So Schwarber's in the 4 spot even with the righty on the mound. They're finally protecting Bryce.
Yes. Well,
you needed that at the last night.
I do think it's interesting that they would have Stott lead off and not Trey, and not just have Stott hit second.
Maybe the
righty lefty.
Yeah,
but he's also been a pain. Again, when stocked at his best, he's a pain in the ass at the top of the lineup.
He makes you throw a lot of pitches,
and he was a pain in the ass last night. I don't love the idea of him getting the most at bats in a game.
Right,
if that's fair.
It's okay. Yeah.
But listen, if it get, I think actually more importantly is getting Bryce the protection with Schwarber behind him than the leadoff spot.
I also think now I do like having Schwarber at cleanup.
Yep.
Like let him, he can produce there. Let him do it. And the other thing I like they're doing with Stott and Bohm is Thompson is rewarding
Stott
performance.
Yeah.
Like he Stott is in a good groove.
Yeah.
He's doing, and he is saying if you don't play well, you're moving down in the lineup. If you do play, especially if you're one of those guys. If you're one of the young guys, you play well, you're going to move up. You don't play well, you're going to move down in the lineup. So
Topper stock is up.
He's doing a lot.
He's making moves. He's not waiting forever to change some things when he sees fit to do it.
Do you think that the not going to Kirkring last night was a mistake?
Yeah. He can't be perfect.
Well, it's tough. We want them to manage these guys' innings so they don't burn out by June. But you had the lead in the game in Atlanta, and he only warmed up the night before.
Right,
you know, he didn't.
And it should have been more of a premium placed on the game last night, trying to win it.
Trying to win that series.
Yeah, trying to win the series.
For as much as to keep the Braves in a, we can't get a
keep
exactly.
Home,
yeah.
215-592-9494. Mike in Roxborough, you're on WIP.
Hey fellas, how you doing today?
What's up, Mike?
What up, Mike?
Not much. So I have a couple of things. So, like, you haven't talked negative about Bone, so I got you on that one. and I have just been texting my buddy for about the last 2 hours. The golden era of Phillies baseball, there was a left-hander in the three-hole, a left-hander in the four-hole. So why not do it now?
There you go. It's a good point.
So what I have, I'm sitting here.
You're talking about chasing Ryan Howard.
Yep.
Yeah. Right. I had off today, so I've been breaking down some numbers. I went on baseball reference.
Uh-oh.
And did since All-Star break of last year for Marsh and Bohm. Since All-Star break, Marsh last year, 76 games, 231 average, 14 doubles, 4 home runs, 30 RBIs total, including the playoffs.
Marsh, that bad?
That bad, at bat.
Yeah.
Marsh, 75 games, so the same number of games, 209 average, 7 doubles, 8 home runs, 29 RBIs. He's striking out 36% of the time he goes to the bat. So,
just at the scenario.
Combined, they're batting 221.
So it's not great.
Mildly, I had a vasectomy today, and my wife is more likely to get pregnant than they are to get some kids.
Wow. Whoa. That's a big WIP caller line.
Wait a minute. Is that a real percentage?
What? The 36%?
No. Yeah, I mean, the vasectomy's got to be more effective than that, right?
225 at bat.
No, I mean the vasectomy part of it.
Oh, the vasectomy thing is true. Yeah, I got a vasectomy today.
No, I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
We're splitting hairs here. Yeah.
Like, my wife can still get pregnant for another 6 weeks.
Oh, okay. Got it. Well,
it doesn't happen right away. The swimmers are still swimming.
Okay. All right.
Fella.
Yeah. How are you feeling? You all right?
I feel good right now.
Do you take
laying on the couch?
You have to take painkillers.
Laying on the couch.
Yeah. Watching the Masters.
Watching the Masters.
There you go.
Because it's Masters weekend. Didn't guys used to do that around the
NCAA tournament?
Yeah.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah.
I did it because
and the Masters.
I'm a teacher.
Ah, okay.
Mike, do you have a rainy day movie for us?
I sure do. Goodwill Hunting.
That's another good one.
That's a good rainy day movie, I think. Yeah, absolutely. So, Jack, coming up.
Robin Williams in Goodwill Hunting?
Yeah.
Am I thinking about that right?
Yeah. And Affleck and Damon.
You know what? Yeah. Now I was crossing up A Beautiful Mind.
Yeah. And that is Russell Crowe.
Yes, Russell Crowe.
All right, Jack.
Yes.
What is coming up next in Top 5 of 5?
The 5 best current bits on the afternoon show.
Wow.
This Ike.
It's a big week.
Current, yes. I could already feel it.
Yeah.
I was going to say, is it 5 bits on the show?
Oh, yeah.
There's a million bits on the show. Yeah. I mean, there's a ton.
We got a lot of bits, especially once football season ends.
Wow.
A lot of bits.
Heard those numbers an hour ago.
What numbers?
The Marsh numbers.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. It's basically saying he said what the last caller said already. Yes.
Everybody's going to be listening to every second of everything we say.
Just Jack wanting credit for something he already said.
Yeah.
And I did those bone numbers last night.
All right. 215-592-9494. Eagles, The draft is less than 2 weeks away. Do you want them to trade up or stay where they are? Next question today, based on the rain. Give us a rainy day movie. Top 5 of 5 is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.